Julian Schreiberman, tell us a little bit more about your family, your wife and your children.
Sure. My wife actually has family roots in this district. She comes from a long line of apple farmers in Northern Columbia County. And in fact, I was out in that area near Chatham this weekend, took a wrong turn, and ended up at the cemetery where her grandfather is buried on a road named after her family on Harris Road. So my wife's wonderful. We met when I was working at the CIA in Washington, and we now have three little boys, a four-year-old and two-and-a-half-year-old identical twins. Yeah. Who are a lot of fun, and I guess I'll never have to chase down the results of throwing batting practice in the outfield.
As a twin myself, I want to ask you a question. Is that difficult, raising twins?
You know, to be honest, the twins combined are easier than my four-year-old. Can't tell you what it is, but he is a bundle full of energy, and the twins are go along, get along kind of little guys. So
with twins, that's fascinating to me, Julian, because there's always the question of identity. Mm-hmm. You know, are they a half a person or are they two different people? You know, say Johnny's invited, Susie's invited, and the twins are invited. So how do you handle it?
You know, it is, you're right, very important. We try not to just say the twins or as Hudson calls them, the babies still. Mm-hmm. You know, I expect once they're into public school, we'll try and make sure they're in different classes to make sure they have their own core of friends. But the fact is, they're always going to have a lifelong bond with each other. They're very good with each other. If one of them is handed a cookie, they'll take a second one. And instead of eating both of them, he'll go take it to his brother. They look out for each other already.
That's a great story. And does your wife work?
My wife does. She works for PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is, I guess, what happens when you have a degree in medieval studies.
Of course.
She does wonderful stuff for them. She has the opportunity to mostly work from home, which is terrific for our family.
Well, you know, Julian Schreiberman, you have an interesting perspective and you know a lot. But the question to me always is with candidates, where's the passion? Is the passion when you know something about Medicare or you know something about Social Security? You've mentioned your parents and how both of those programs helped them. Do you identify on an emotional as well as on a factual basis?
Absolutely. You know, I described, growing up really economically challenged. You know, my mom's business was great, but finding a way to have health insurance, finding a way to pay the bills. Fact is, I learned at a very young age not to ask for much, if anything, along the way. Even as a young adult, I was not the kid that called home for money because I knew it wasn't there. So I feel very much personally the struggles that families have here. And at the same time, you know, you look at this incredibly beautiful region. I got to grow up playing in the forest, living near a creek that my friends love to come over and be out in the outdoors with me there. The preservation of this area, growing us based on what we have here that's wonderful, our agricultural sector, our opportunities in renewable energy, the idea of looking ahead to my own kids who are so small, growing up here, being here, hopefully having their own kids here, that's what drives me to want this opportunity to be a servant for this community.
Now, you know, you're running for a seat that was partially owned by Maurice Hinchey. What does that mean to you?
You know, Congressman Hinchey has represented my family since I was 2 years old, between the Assembly and Congress. And Maurice has been an incredibly powerful voice. There are very few people who were correct about both the financial reforms, repealing Glass-Steagall. He stood up against that and stood up against the Iraq War. Congressman was very forward-thinking, but no matter what, and this is why he had such strong support all across the political spectrum, because he stood up for the people of his communities. And to me, that's the incredible lesson to learn from his career, that day in and day out, the first thought on his mind was, how can I help the people of upstate New York? And I'm so proud to have him with me in this campaign. We were out in Saugerties, his hometown, this weekend, and the outpouring of love for him, the people just pulling their cars over to the side of the road to say hi and wish him well, just absolutely demonstrates what an incredible and effective public servant he was. And you wrote a very moving tribute to him that that I've set aside as well.
Let me ask you this, Julian. The war. You know, Maurice Hinchey, in a fairly conservative district, some would say, had the guts to oppose the Iraq adventure and other things. Now, I read a little piece in the paper the other day, said, we're already beginning to send support troops to get involved in the Syrian mess. You know, I'm wondering whether we're heading down the same trail.
You know, we definitely need to be very vigilant about ensuring that we don't continue to look in the oversimplified terms that the Bush administration gave us of everything is black and white, nothing will ever change. The fact is, in circumstances like that, circumstances are always changing. And speaking in terms of absolutes is very risky. And putting our young men and women's lives on the line where we don't have all the information and don't know the trajectory of a circumstance gives me great concern.
You know, I like Chris Gibson. I don't agree with much of what he says, or he agree with me. He's made that plain. But I really like the man. Is it tough running against a nice guy?
You know, I don't want to say it's tough. I always say that the congressman is a nice guy. I don't attack him personally. I don't criticize him personally. We're running a very tough campaign, but a tough campaign focused on his voting record. And that is, at the end of the day, the important thing. I'll come back to something I said the last time we had a chance to speak, which is I view my campaign as being about the truth, about getting the truth out there about that voting record. And it's not about a difference of personalities. Now, lately, the other side has not exactly taken the same viewpoint, and the negative attacks seem to be coming with greater speed. But to me, it's about staying focused on that truth, staying focused on the priorities of folks here, because the congressman's record shows that you can be a nice guy, but still vote in ways that are just not helpful to the communities here.
Julian Schreiberman, what a pleasure to have you here. We've certainly had Chris Gibson on a lot of times, and we haven't had you nearly as much, but we're really glad that you've come and honored us with your presence. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here. I look forward to coming back often. Thank you.